With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Warning. Warning.
This show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised.
Are you ready to get your mind blown?
One angry New York City Puerto Rican decided to start a radio show. Determined to piss the world off by shoving a mirror in front of society's face. He kicked them in the balls.
What are you? Who are you?
This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show.
Crotch Shot Radio Show.
This is not a test. This is a broadcast transmission.
We're going to stay on the air.
And now, the Whippy. The Whippy.
What's up? Welcome to the Crowd Shot Radio Show. We had, I guess we started off with some, tech... Oh. Shit, I don't see... Hey, what's up? Welcome back to the Crowd Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. I didn't hear my, entrance music, so I'm just assuming, that you guys can hear me. I mean, hopefully you guys can hear me. Anyways, yeah, welcome back to the Crotch Shot Radio Show. We had some technical difficulties last night. Guess we're having some more this today. So anyways, yeah, man, was out and about in New York City walking around trying to get some errands done. Saw they were having a protest to free Tibet. Let me get the pamphlet they gave me. It's basically about China taking over. Well, they've been had control over Tibet for a while, but apparently they don't want them speaking their, I guess, Tibetan. I don't know what language they really speak. And, you know, they had these bunch of people just holding up their signs and shit. So let's see. Hopefully, I am coming in loud and clear. In fact, let me yeah, man, so it was... All right, we're good. I'm loud and clear. Whee! All right. How you doing, everybody? I love you, niggas. Yeah, so, yeah, no, they were just... It's just, quick thought. I always have this question, and this always seems to piss off all these people that protest about what's going on in other countries. And we're like, what the fuck do you expect us to do? And they're like, oh, well, you could write your senators to send money over here. I'm like, why are we going to send tax dollars to fix your problem? I mean, it's not like any other country sends money without strings to help us. Every time a other country sends money, we gotta pay it back. We gotta pay back their aid. And I mean, I don't want to sound like an isolationist, because I know that's not the answer, because we need to associate with everybody around the world. I mean, and that's, I guess that's how I'm, like, I'm not a statist in that aspect. But, seriously, I mean, we don't even worry about people's problems across the street. It's like, what the fuck do you expect me to do? We don't got the money, we don't got the manpower to be dealing with the world's problems. And this was the major problem on being the world's police. It's like, okay, well, you know, your shit and our shit cuckolds? What? I sounded like you sound like Becker, Louie. They call that mush. All right. Yeah, I'm having mush mouth problems today. Hopefully, I'm so worried. I'm just so worried that I'm not coming in clear. No, but, I mean, how you expect us to go and worry about your problems, to fix your problems? Okay, you know what? They're saying that you can't speak your language. I don't see how they're going to stop you. I don't see how they're going to try to say, oh, well, you know, you can only teach Chinese in the schools. Well, then, hey, they got to go home sometime, don't they? They speak your language. I mean, that's how it is over here. They teach exclusively in English. Well, I mean, as far as New York is concerned. And they have English as second language. Anyways, for those of you that don't know this, I redirected the chat, you know, crotchoutradio.com/listenlive, to irritate the state. I want everyone all in one place, you know, on the Irritate the State chat room, so that way we could be together, because I know not a lot of people like to listen here, and a lot of people, you know, so just bring everyone together and listen into the show, you know, in one spot on Irritate the State. Love this network. I mean, I see big things happening with us. I mean, in fact, you guys can actually help. You know, we have a contribution thing going on, trying to raise $250. To upgrade shit, you know, just everything. Yes. So I mean, I don't know how well you guys are gonna deal with the trolls, cause I don't have any control over this chat room. So yeah, man. So that's what I like to do. But before I get into my subjects about how silly liberals are, I just wanted to. I've been threatening to tell this joke and. This is my version of the aristocrats joke. So everyone, sit back, relax, and enjoy. In fact, let me play some lovely music while I'm reading. The Vatican puts an ad in the newspaper. Newspapers around the world for people to come audition to play at a huge Catholic festival. Many people came from far and wide to audition to entertain the Pope. This audition is just too fucking loud. This audition was bigger than all seasons of American Idol combined. It came down to Louis, a Puerto Rican guy from Brooklyn. Louis comes out. The bishop says, "Good day, my son. What do you have to show us today?" Louis responds, "Well, your grace, it involves a whole family." "Oh, a family skit. How wonderful. Please, my son, go on," says the bishop. "Well, father, it starts off like this. My wife comes out juggling 6 jars of dead fetuses from her own past abortions, then strips naked and gets into an inflatable kiddie pool filled with shit and piss and that has been collected from freshly executed death row inmates. Then my mother-in-law comes in and starts making out with the shit-covered wife and eats her out until she comes. But then my wife has herpes all over her cunt. Then my son comes out and harpoons the little Vietnamese girl in the head while singing California Rain. He then takes the girl, fucks her corpse with a cross, then brings out the Pope, and beat the living fuck out of him while mass grave pictures are flashing in the background. Then shoves an M80 up his ass, then my wife rubs his entrails all over her body, then shoots herself in the head while wearing a bulletproof vest on. Then my daughter climbs a ladder and swan dives into an AIDS-infected pool of aborted crack baby blood, as my whole family is dead or dying from either suicide or killing themselves. Me and my son, since we are the remaining survivors, pull a banner that reads, "The Catholic Church causes deaths, it is a fraud, we die in the name of you, that is he." Shocked and disgusted, the bishop responds, "Holy Father, that is the most vile thing I have ever heard. What do you call this?" "Well, Father, isn't it obvious? Let's call it the aristocrats." There you go. In case you guys didn't, that it was my aristocrats joke, my version of it. So let certain people complain. "Oh, this show is vile. Oh my God, it's so disgusting. Oh Jesus. Jesus, help me. Oh God." So, oh man. So yeah, there you go. Thank you, Jabba. Thank you. Thank you. Crack baby blood. AIDS-infected crack baby blood, Erastus. Yes, I just... Did he say fuck? Yeah, no. Jesus, I really hate the Vatican. If any religion should be destroyed, it's really the Vatican. You get rid of the Vatican, you take away all its money and gold and stuff. You know what? Boom, we're out of the recession. Boom, whole world out of recession. It's like we care for the poor and the hungry and no, nigga, you don't. You know, the Pope walking around dressed up like a pimp with all his chains. He got a staff. You know, he got a whole bunch of niggas dressed up like bitches. He has a stable. Yeah, you know, he gets to ride in a fucking bulletproof Cadillac. Woo! Woo! He a pimp. Pimposaurus. Nuke the Pope. Yeah, let's bomb the Pope. So anyways, moving on. Yeah, actually was having a discussion. Oh, wait, I almost forgot. For those of you that don't know this, the classic New Yorker is coming back. The New Yorker that is just can't really deal with anyone's shit any longer. I almost saw a black woman and a white guy get into a fist fight because the black woman thought that, you know, he was walking too close to her. Walking too close. Going down the subway. And if some of you have never been on the New York City subway or going through the New York City subway, there are certain parts of Manhattan that are just fucking crowded. And because there's a whole bunch of... a whole freaking mass gaggle of fucking humanity going down into these little fucking staircases trying to get home or get to work or go wherever the fuck they want to go. People are going to get scrunched together. That's just how shit is. But this woman felt like, "Oh my goodness, I'm so fucking pretty. I'm so fucking pretty. Of course a man is going to try to grab my ass and be stupid." You know, but no, this lady, in her infinite vanity, she turns around and she's like, "Stop trying to grab my ass." He's like, "I wasn't trying to grab your ass." And they were actually going to have a fist fight. You know, the fucking cunt word was thrown out. The fucking nigger word was thrown out. Honky word. And, you know. And really, again, another case of feminazism. With the belief that all men are obviously rapists. According to the feminazis. All men have rape tendencies in them naturally. And of course, I mean, like, look, sweetie, don't flatter yourself. Guys, don't just try to be all disrespectful with women. But we got mothers, we got sisters, you know, we got grandmothers, we got aunts. OJ equal honky. Okay. Yes. Just, it's just really, you know, it's like, come on, lady. And I had to speak up. I speak up, I'm like, look, miss, I was behind the bow for you. He wasn't trying. It's just fucking crowded. You fucking stay.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Out of this. And I looked at him. I'm like, fuck this bitch up. And I walked away. It's like, really, it's gotten to the point that New Yorkers are just not having it. The economy is shit here. We got to deal, you know, even though I like Paladino, some shit is coming out about him that I'm like, ah, shit. Is Wayne Brady gonna have to slap a bitch? Says Jabba. just, I try to be nice, but I guess, sorry, Daddy? Actually, no, does Wayne Brady have to choke a bitch? So, anyways, yo, does anybody want to come on? Because I'm getting tired of talking to myself. I don't like talking to myself. Who wants to come on? I should, after I ate her ass out, like, fucking, like what Chris Rock said. You know, he was eating that ass like it was 28 days later. I have been known to lick a girl's butthole. Yes. Yes. Of course I made her clean first. Don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. You know, I make sure a girl freaking sandblasts her butthole before I fucking make a meal out of it. So, yeah, there's a lot of static going on here. I don't know if you guys can hear that. I don't know how clear I'm coming on, but there's a lot of fucking static. Anyways, let me see who wants to come on. Let me get, because this episode really needs some more filth. We need more filth, more blue humor. And the only person I could think of is Senor Jabba Fuck. Because you know what? He called into another network, which will remain unnamed, because you know what? They don't get the listeners. They don't get listeners. It's like beating up a girl, really. You know, a girl likes to mouth off. Oh, okay, I'm calling you. I don't know what's going on. Jabba.
Hello?
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 How are you? Yeah.
How are you doing? Can you hear me? Can you hear me, my friend?
I hear you fine. Yes, I hear you fine.
Okay, good. I fixed the problem then. Woo! I'm like so fucking worried right now that, oh no, the damn thing is gonna go out.
Kitty cat problems.
Kitty cat problems, yeah. Is that me or you just going out?
I don't know. Yeah.
Oh wait, I forgot there is a lag. I mean, it's not like I'm calling you from Somalia, yep. But there's a fucking lag.
Well, that's because I'm operating on the fourth dimension.
I see. So yeah, no, I was like actually listening to this other network, and I was getting pissed off because they kept mentioning my name over and over. You see, because you have that Louis there, and he's really bringing down your network. Because he's so dirty. It's like, really?
Louis is a bad influence.
Louis's a bad influence. Motherfucker's acting like my fucking freedom of speech is giving people syphilis. It's like...
Well, yeah, I mean, like we were saying the other night, they can sit there and talk about how we're foul or obscene or whatever because you do an aristocrat's joke. But I literally, I think something was being discussed last night. I switched it on, and within the course of 30 seconds, I heard Samantha say fuck about 8 or 10 times, you know what I mean? So...
Let's not mention names.
Yeah, Reb J's wife.
Okay, let's not mention names. Because there's...
Yeah, well, I'm mentioning names, I don't give a fuck.
Okay,
because they want anonymity, I don't give a shit about them.
Yeah, I know, but, you know, they pretty much... They love it when I mention their names, because they pretty much start fucking diddling themselves. I'm pretty sure Samantha screams my name during sex. Oh, shit, I said her name. She fantasizes about me. She masturbates. She grabs her fucking dildo, because obviously her husband ain't doing it. And, you know, he could call people scumbags. He could call people you know, he could call people COINTELPRO. And you know, this is something I've noticed. People usually accuse me of
this is
what
something
they
I've
are
noticed.
Themselves.
People usually
what the
accuse
fuck?
Me of what they are themselves.
Okay, that just came back at me. I don't know what the fuck is that about. Jabba? Alrighty.
Yeah, sorry. One sec.
Yeah, what the hell
I think
just...
it's fixed itself now, maybe.
I hope so. Say my name, say my name. When no one else around you say, baby, I fucked you. Say you. Baby. Why you hey, playing games? Say my name, say my name. You're acting kind of shady. Your girl is... Your girl is saying my name. Every time she fucks you, she screams my name. Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if secretly Samantha just, you know, really just diddles herself in the shower, you know. This guy's probably like, he follows her while she takes a shit. He's like, he's really just, he's really in love with her. He's like, honey, what are you doing? I'm taking a shit! Oh, I love it when you take a shit. And she's just dreaming of me at night. It's just fantastic, you know. I'm sorry, Samantha, but I don't date chicks that are I'll date a married chick, but I don't date chicks with kids. I'm sorry, Samantha. Oh well. You know, it's sad. It's sad but true. And okay. Think.
Sorry, man. I just dropped off the stats.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. And there's a problem with this call.
My Skype's. So I'm gonna.
All right. Yeah, all right.
My Skype's fucking up, so I'm gonna sort it out.
Okay. Oh wait, did Travis freaking? Oh, Travis just dropped off. Oh man.
What?
I think Travis just dropped
yeah,
off.
Yeah, I'm gonna drop off the call and see what's going on.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna drop off too, man.
Alright, cool. Okay, what happened? Am I back? I'm back. Yay. Okay, good. Yeah, we're having some technical issues, but we're still way better than the other network. Way fucking better than the other network. So, alrighty, we're back. We are back so happily. I got something to say. This just in, actually. I got this email. Apparently, a friend of mine, he wants to remain anonymous, but he's not giving me any money, so it doesn't matter if he stays anonymous or not. So So don't break my balls. Because he didn't give me money, he's not asking for money. So, you guys at that other network could go screw. Anyways, he wrote this. Every time I get a mailing from the Democrats and the Republicans, the bulk rate stamp says not-for-profit organization. According to the IRS website, neither Republican or Democrat is a not-for-profit. So what does that tell us the voters? It's time for both parties to pay their own way, like we people have to pay our taxes. This is mail fraud to the fullest, and someone from both parties must be prosecuted. That is true. I mean, why are they taking advantage of the not-for-profit, mailing thing? And we are the ones that get hit with the fucking, get hit with transparency, damn it. You know, get hit with the fucking bill. Yet these guys could fucking, send mails at not-for-profit, 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 when really, you know, it's only fair, isn't it? It's just balls. It's balls. So, ladies and gentlemen, what you do is... I don't know what you do. I don't know what you do. yeah, anyways, I'm just going to wait to the next break, to the 30 mark, to after the commercials to, bring in the to talk about about liberals. I mean, because I've been having some trouble with my family about this, about my beliefs and stuff like that, so I just want to bring it up. What else do I want to bring up here? Oh, yeah. Actually want to premiere this new promo that I made for Irritate the State. So, really, I just checked this out. So, yeah. And I freaking aimed for the wrong one, didn't I? Yes, I did. Alright, here it is.
Put down that Dr. Pepper. You're listening to Irritate the State Radio Network. This is Alternative of the Alternative Radio.
There you go. So what do you guys think of that? Oh, man. So what else we got here? I want to actually also play a classic prank call just to skate us into break here. With us. This is this, and this. There we go. Oh, fuck. Alright.
3805, if you have any questions or comments for the lovely Cordy Howell of CordyteCountry.com. In fact, Cordy, we do have a caller on the line. I think this is our friend Louie B, without a crank call, right?
yeah, hi.
Hi. Yay, Louie!
How you ladies doing?
Louie.
Good. I was hearing a lot about the super weed, and I got a little happy until I realized you weren't talking about what I like. So, I actually have this problem. Strange enough, it's happening in Brooklyn. I'm being followed by mountain lions.
Louie, you have been taping me in the morning before I have my coffee, because that is exactly what I'm
doing. Yeah, they're outside. I mean, one of them got a hold of me, but ate some of my fat and died of a heart attack. So, I mean, I got two of them after me from three.
Well, that's all that high fructose corn syrup, Louie.
Yeah, well, I mean, whatever, you know, my grandmother always says, whatever doesn't kill you fattens you up, so. But with these mountain lions, it kills them. So, I don't know what to do, because it kind of hurts when they bite into me.
Cordy, he needs some red clover, doesn't he?
Well, I think Louie just needs to be, I don't know, maybe he just needs to get out of Brooklyn.
Yeah, we'll be right back after this message. It's the Crotch Out Radio Show.
Whether you consider that torture?
absolutely torture.
You do?
Absolutely. I mean, that's drowning.
Independent voters are now the biggest proportion of our electorate.
This is going to be a public relations, trust your government and your health officials, public campaign.
Smashing through the left-right paradigm is the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. Listen live at TalkShoe and check out our blog at www.crotchshotradio.com.
You are listening to Irritate the State Radio Network.
Delivery.com, the website that provides fast and easy online ordering from restaurants and caterers in your neighborhood. Some of the benefits of Delivery.com: save money with exclusive restaurants.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Specials. No more busy signals waiting on hold or rummaging through piles of menus. Discover new restaurants and merchants in your neighborhood. Earn points on every order, which you can redeem for prices. Sign up today. Place an order with Delivery.com today and get 1,000 free delivery points. And exclusively for Crotch Shot Radio Show listeners, enter promo code TCSR69 for an additional 2,000 bonus points. Only from Delivery.com.
Do you like to smoke but hate the health effects? Well, now there's an alternative. Introducing the ProVape 1. The ProVape 1 is proudly made in the USA and features a larger battery than traditional electronic cigarettes. More battery means more vapor and longer smoking enjoyment, with 8 to 10 hours of use on a single charge. The ProVape 1 brings out more flavor out of the smoking juice. Get your ProVape 1 today at tinyurl.com/provape. Starter kit costs $125. That's tinyurl.com/provape. That's tinyurl.com/provape. Truth Brigade Radio, live Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern on irritatethestateradio.net. The truth has just gotten hotter.
Believe it or not, you could get a professional custom logo designed for under $50. Logo Nerds provides small businesses affordable logos custom made to your specifications. And satisfaction is always guaranteed. The Logo Nerds banner on CrutchShotRadio.com and get a logo done for $27.
Was Indestructible by Disturbed. Welcome back. This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls, bro. Yeah, so want to get into this this topic. It's been bugging me, been thinking about it. While I was in the hospital, my uncle came then visited me, and I was like, I was watching CNN in the hospital, and you know, basically talking about how I agree with the Tea Party, with some of their beliefs, how I agree with the conservative, real conservatism, not that fake neocon crap where we must take over the world and invade countries. That's fake. Those are fake neocons. I mean, those are fake conservatives. Neocons are fake conservatives. They're not real conservatives. Real conservatives don't want to spend money to fuck with people. They really want limited government. They, you know, and the real conservatives don't want to be fucked with by Freemasons. That means not following people like Ron Paul, who's a Freemason. people who are really who the establishment puts in front of us. Oh, here's an alternative. Give them all your money. What the fuck did Ron Paul do with the money? What the, you know, that, and that's another question. I mean, I know I'm the ask questions about the money guy, but what the fuck did Ron Paul do with that money? He said he was going to run third party. He didn't. He ended up using the money that he collected for people's presidential fund and use it to be a congressman. Not even, what, he couldn't take a step up and become a fucking senator? You mean he couldn't actually beat the incumbent senator and actually be sitting as a senator with a little bit more power? Someone that could really do shit. And that's no one dares ask that question. No one dares really ask that question. He gave it to Rand Paul, who is a fucking fake conservative. Freaking, the more I hear about Rand Paul, the more I'm like, ugh. Really, I'm not. He's just an establishment scumbag. I mean, and that's the thing, man. I mean, that's why I'm really just trying to vote for candidates who are anti-establishment, who are not establishment, something different. Even if it's some dude freaking that wears a Metallica T-shirt and has a spiked necklace and he's making votes, as long as he's voting for me, I don't give a shit. I mean, at this point, we need to go back to real conservatism. Conservative about the money. Conservative about this government. Conservative about being, you know, about just leaving people the fuck alone. They want to make a big thing about this don't ask, don't tell. Dude, I could give two shits. You know, as long as you know how to fucking fire a gun, as long as you're not trying to fucking rape everyone, rape every dude you see, I could give two shits. As long as you show some fucking respect, that's all I give a shit about. Someone, you know, eh. But no. But anyway, I was talking to my uncle. He's an ex-Marine. Well, actually, there's no such thing as an ex-Marine. But you know, he was in the military most of his life, and you know, he figures he knows politics, and he agrees with Obama. He's like, "Yay, we got healthcare. Yay, we got," but not knowing the ramifications. I mean, he's starting to feel the pinch like everyone else, but he still has faith in this president. And I'm telling him, look, this guy was set up to make America fail. And he's like, "You're crazy. You're like a crazy. You're a fucking racist. Like the Tea Party." I'm like, the Tea Party. Most Tea Party people are not racists. That is just such a fucking cop out. And I keep asking him, where have you seen racism? Because, what, if it's just been, like, what, one or two people with dumbasses with signs? That's not the whole, that's not the consensus of the entire Tea Party movement. That's not the, you know. That's not the whole, you know, that's not the whole consensus about everything. Of everyone there. And, you know, I started breaking it down and I realized, hey. You know, it's not that I hate groups. It's just that I just see that there's so much equality in this world. That is such bullshit. This whole fucking thing is a joke. This whole fucking country, this whole fucking political system is just a goddamn joke. Because you know what? I got a feeling that no matter, even if we got the Republicans back in power, because it's no secret they hijacked the Tea Party. They were supposed to be a third party, not just the activist arm of the Republicans. But they saw that. Oh, look, we got a whole bunch of neoconservatives, you know, thinking they could do this. We got to hijack it before they do something real. And we get Sarah Palin. I mean, come on. Yeah, she's hot. She's hot. I would bang her out in a second. You know, hey, I even seen that porno. Who's nailing Palin? Ha! But presidential material, she is not. I mean, it's like, and then Rush Limbaugh. I mean, come on. At this point, when both political commentators, both liberal and conservative, they're so fucking incomplete. Because they don't want to touch 9/11. They just want, they just, they both, liberals and the conservatives agree, if you can discuss 9/11, you're a kook. Yeah, but we could spend billions of dollars killing, killing Muslims that had absolutely jack crap to do with 9/11, had jack crap to do with the planning. Yet, you know, they're fighting because, oh wait, we got these motherfuckers killing us, what the fuck do? You know, we gotta defend ourselves. And alright, fine, they're being grimy with the improvised explosives. I have a cousin that fought in Iraq. If something would have happened to him, yo, I probably would be in fucking Guantanamo Bay right now. You know, thank God he came back all freaking in one piece, you know? But still, the fact that they freaking, they put him in harm's way. They fucking put his ass in harm's way. And, I mean, it, but yeah, I'm the crazy one because, hey, I think this whole shit is staged. I think this whole shit was, we've been set up, we've been demoralized, we've been made to look like assholes as a people, as an American people here. Yeah, what the fuck is going on in the chat room? Yo, Buzz, what the fuck are you doing in the chat? There seems to be a chat war going on in the fucking chat room now. Fantastic. So, anyways, if you guys want to call in, just send me a message on Skype that you want in, and I'll try to patch you in. Patch you into this here. So, you know. It's just, I mean, liberals just don't get that. If they really want equality, they really need to back the fuck off. Because you know what? You can't force someone to not be a racist. You can't force someone who owns a business to force them by law, oh, you gotta hire blacks and this, or else we're going to fine you. You need to have a certain amount of minorities. And it's kind of funny because affirmative action bill, more white women are taking advantage of that than black people. So yeah, good job. Good job. Way to protect us. Way to protect the minorities. This freaking hate speech law does not protect anybody. I even said it doesn't protect anybody. Oh yeah, somebody kicks my ass while calling me a spick. What, they're gonna get an extra 5 years? I still got my ass kicked. Worse, I still got dead. I still got deaded. I still got died. Yeah, big fucking deal. Anyway, all it really does is prevent you from fucking saying words. I mean, the stupidest thing to do. Oh, you're under arrest because of what you feel in your heart. Oh, you're getting arrested because of what's your opinion. Hold on. I got Chris Gio. He want to come on. I'm going to add him. And Chris, yeah, he's probably, got to discuss something with him. He's probably gonna fucking try to play some shit on me now. Chris.
Hey, what's going on, Louis?
What's up? Were you hearing what I was saying?
No, I didn't. No, we went into overtime with Tobias. Toby.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
So, interesting discussion.
Ah, really? Toby.
Toby.
Toby. Uncle
He Turner. Is no Louis B, that is for sure.
No, he really isn't. Even though he is coming out with his own fully nude calendar.
Ah.
Yes.
Toby is exposed.
Yes, Tobias exposed. In fact, he does this thing with his thumb and his forefinger for December, and it's like, look, a bat with two tumors in its wings. So there you go. Think about it.
Hmm.
He'll come to you. You'll get the joke.
Okay. I don't think I want to think about that.
Yeah, dude. Dude, you want to talk about the prank call we did last night? Holy crap.
Is that what you were talking about?
No, no. I'm basically talking about how I feel the hate crime legislation is just bullshit. It doesn't protect nobody.
No, it doesn't. All it does is just fuel division. You're absolutely right. Because why is it just because it's two different races? Do they have to be different? Why do they have to be separate? That's the whole thing. And now with Obama in office, I feel that we can finally get rid of affirmative action.
Yes. Yeah, and we can stop calling the White House the White House. Yep. And we could call it the projects.
Just call it the crib.
The crib. The crib. This is Craig. Hey, I'm Craig. Freaking Obama just punched out Debo. And Michelle goes, damn, baby, you just got knocked the fuck out.
Speaking of Michelle, did you see this new bust that some artist created for Michelle Obama?
Really?
It's a bust, and it's got her breasts exposed, which is fine, but what's going on here is this is the Egyptian Nefertiti, I think it is. Who was Akhenaten's woman?
Nefertiti.
Yeah. So I thought that was real interesting, considering that Freeman talks about how the Obama family are clones of Akhenaten, and now they just come out with this bust, which is really interesting. I need to pull the article on that.
Yeah. Damn, I should have really looked into this guy, the rent is too damn high guy. Have you heard about that? The New York governor election, this freaking black dude was going nuts.
No.
The rent is too damn high. Jimmy McMillan. I'm gonna talk about him. I gotta see what the fuck is up with him.
I need to get this info over to Freeman.
Yeah, so clones of Akhenaten. I don't know.
Yeah, here's the bust. I'm gonna post it in the ITS chat for everybody to see.
Alrighty.
Yeah.
Nefertiti.
Yes. Nefertiti. And it's like, okay, we've got Freeman over here talking about how they're being cloned, and that's pretty crazy enough, but now it's like, it's in your face. It's like, here's the bust, you know? This is what we're doing. And here is a clone, here's a picture.
I'm going to say what everyone is thinking. Damn, Michelle got some titties.
Saggy titties.
Yeah, well, but, you know, the fun is hoisting them up.
It doesn't get better with age on this one, ladies and gentlemen.
Damn. Mm-hmm. So what, you wouldn't love someone with saggy boobs?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, okay. You'll just have to build
I'm not superficial like that, so you know.
You know, I've been known to build a chick a scaffold for her saggy floppy dog ears.
And that's the way you should do it.
Christy. Anyways.
Wow. Ooh. Snap in the chat room.
Snap, crackle, pop. Fun bags. More like fun sandbags. Yes.
Yeah.
Now that's a titty. So, yeah, so what, they're clones of, how did the DNA survive for so long?
In the mummification process, I guess. There's, you know, I'm not the best person to speak on this, but I've heard Freeman speak on it many, many times. And through this mummification process, a lot of the tissue is preserved.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, it doesn't dry out. You know, they can still get DNA from that.
I'm not sure exactly what part of it that they got it from. I'm going to have to go back and listen to the archives for that one. I'm a radio show host. I'm not a researcher.
But you're talking about this. You got to research it.
Well, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Come on, baby.
That's why I host a radio show with all these great minds rather than me going out there and speaking, because I know one thing for sure, and that's that I know nothing. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Interesting perspective.
Two snaps.
And a pop.
Yep.
That's right.
Yes.
So, yeah, this just came across a little bit earlier, so... I still need to look into it, but I just thought it was just very, very interesting. Hmm. The Egyptian symbolism behind it. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And the saggy titties, of course.
I like saggy titties sometimes.
Yeah, they're okay. I like the natural look better than the inflated plastic look.
Yeah, but you know, but sometimes when you go to this to the strip club, it really doesn't matter. Cause you go to see oddities. Like, well, at least that's why I go to the strip club. I love my women with gunshot wounds, cesarean scars. Like, it's the imperfections that make a stripper beautiful.
I got one hell of a lap dance one time from this porn star, and I don't remember her name, but she had these tits that, I swear to God, she put her hands out to hold the end of them completely out. And she was a real famous porn star. I didn't know who she was at the time. I just thought, oh my God, these things are freaking bigger than me. Yeah, but they were fake, of course, but it was actually really fun. It was actually really, really fun.
Oh, Janet Jackme, probably?
I don't know who it is. It's some blonde with huge tits.
Oh. Oh, what, Christy?
Bigger than that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, no. These are like, I swear to God, put your hands out.
Okay.
All the way extended. That's how big they were.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
That's some awesome boobage.
Yeah. And they were fake, so you know she had the perfect body to go with it, except these overinflated tits.
There's nothing wrong with overinflated tits, Chris.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
I wouldn't come every day, but drunk at a strip club getting a lap dance, yeah, that's perfect.
Yeah, anyways, I want to give a big shout-out to my homegirl, Maya. She's listening right now. Maya, a.k.a. Anna. So she's a fine Dominican woman listening right now. So she'll probably cut me as soon as she hears this. So, big shout-outs. Yes. FLBBW. LOL at overinflated tits. There you go.
Oh, did somebody find the picture?
No. They're just saying that your comment was funny.
Oh, okay.
Your comment was funny, Chris.
Yeah, I know. I talk a little too much on the radio.
Yeah, well. All right, so anyways, yeah, this prank call. You want to talk about it or?
No? Yeah, I will just keep that between us.
Damn. All right.
The few select ones.
Yeah, I don't know.
I might air it later, but...
Okay. You know. Wait, your show... When's your show?
No, not on my show, on your show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll see. I gotta let the situation blow over first before we go public with it.
Oh, no.
You know, let matters get resolved.
Oh, shit.
We can laugh at it. But now the people who are a victim of the prank right now would... are still going through the emotional shit that, you know... Yeah, it was that bad, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep. When Louis pinches a loaf in your living room, Louis pinches a loaf in your living room.
Mm-hmm.
It's like... That's how I do my prank calls. It's like, I'm like looking at you dead in the eye, and I'm just taking a crap in your house. Not in the toilet, but in your living room. And then having the nerve to wipe my ass on your curtains and then walking out like nothing happened. And just leaving you with the mess. That's how I do that. And that's my motivation with prank calls. And now you know my secret.
Mm-hmm.
It's really just not giving a fuck.
You can't give a fuck. That's what you have to do.
No, you can't.
You got to throw fuck to the wind.
How do you throw fuck to the wind? Does it come in liquid form?
It does sometimes.
Oh.
Yeah. Just don't do it near a ceiling fan. Might come right back at you.
Mm-hmm. It's good at making
messes. Louis good messes for others to clean up.
That's right. Get the damn 4409 Formula 409 and clean up my mess, biatch.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes, you sometimes you gotta spray your fuck to the wind. There you go. Oh, it's liquid.
Yep.
Yes. I like it when my fuck lands on some girl's face. So, you know, fuck it. You know, I'm just embracing my blue humor.
Is it blue?
Yeah, it's blue.
Okay.
Yes. It's a combination of dark and offensive comedy.
I see.
Yes, that's what blue humor is.
Well, that's what makes you you. So there
yes,
you go.
Yes, it is. You don't like the fact that I spread my information.
Look, now she's saying he's begging for a big mess. Wow.
Wow.
I know.
I didn't know Christy was into scat.
Ew, that's not really what I was thinking, but okay.
Oh, that's what I thought. I thought she's saying she wants to pinch a loaf on my chest. And it wouldn't be the first time I let a woman crap on my chest, but that's a subject for another story.
That is disgusting. You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
I was, but then I'm like,
What did you do with it?
I started sculpting with it. Made a little figurine up, that made it look like her. In your dreams, you heathens.
Every night, baby.
Oh. Oh.
That's my answer to women now. Alright, yeah. Every night, baby.
Yep. And by the way, stop using your teeth in my dream. Oh-ho. Oh-ho.
Oh, naughty, naughty.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I like a girl that, open up her butt cheeks and just lay steamy pile of shit on my chest.
Oh, my God. I'd rather sit through Meat Spin for 3 hours than see that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was really so hot that it left second-degree burns.
I'm sure it did.
It was...
We all know that was why you were in the hospital.
Yes, because some girl took a shit on my chest.
That's right.
Yes. Actually, it was Christy that took a crap on my chest. I was asleep. And she just... She was drunk and she didn't know what the hell she was doing. I woke up and, there was just brown log just coming at me and I couldn't move.
Hey, you know that website you suggested?
Scatlover.com?
No, not that one.
Oh, okay. Because that's a fantastic site.
No. I just sent you a picture of something. I know, huh?
Oh. And you know what? That's a MySpace angle. Because when you see her full body pic, she a fat bitch.
Nope. I got more.
Oh, you got more? And not that I think I... Not that I have a thing against fat chicks. Because you know what? Some fat chicks give the best BJs, but when they're very when chicks are deceptive with the MySpace angles, I get upset because I'm like, really, just accept who you are. If you don't like being fat, do something about it. Okay.
Check that one out.
Yeah.
Nuts, huh?
That'll work.
Yeah, she wrote me up and said, "You want to go to a rave?" I'm like, "Fuck yeah, I want to go to a rave with you."
Oh shit!
Right.
Damn.
I know, huh? I'm blown away.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yes.
Anyways.
Oh.
Yeah, so good call on that, Louie. That was...
You're welcome.
I got to get a standing ovation for that one.
Yeah, I wish it would work. That's for awesome. Me. Mm-hmm. At least I wish it would work. Oh, Florida BBW says, "I'm a proud fat bitch." Yeah, you better be. You give the best blowjobs I ever got.
They do. Yep.
Shit, I'm like, my shit got inhaled. I was like, whoa! That was a sound I was making. Like, oh, my eyes in the back of my head. I didn't know I could make that noise.
Hmm.
Yes.
Dude, this one, I don't want to say this on air. Fuck it, it's crotch shot. This one chick, real plumpy, older woman, man. I mean, oh my God, dude. She made me come like 3 feet in the air. I kid you not. 4 feet. I mean, I was like, holy fucking shit. Where the hell did that come from? It was amazing. Yeah, so I totally... I'm right there with you, man.
Damn, Skippy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, yeah. My Florida BBW wants me to show you a picture. Which one? The nude one, sweetie? I think I said... So anyways, we got 2 minutes left to the show. Like to thank everyone for listening. Like to big ups to everyone on Irritate the State. CrutchShotRadio.com is the website. iTunes, Zune... Don't you dare fucking play that. Okay, thank you. See you later. iTunes, Zune, Zencast. Yeah. Subscribe for free.
Whee!
See you tomorrow.
Express one concern, seems an issue, only in every turn.